So now, from the state to one of our most densely populated cities, Somerville elected a new mayor on Tuesday for the first time in nearly 20 years. Katiana Ballantyne is one of 34 mayors elected this week and one of 11 new mayors. That means the face of our region's changing, and we'd like to get to know some of those new leaders. So earlier today, we sat down with Mayor-elect Ballantyne, and we began by inviting her to introduce herself to Greater Boston.
I was born and orphaned in Greece. I was adopted there by my Scottish father, hence my name Ballantyne, and my Czech German mother, and that is hence, you know, the name Katiana. We're a family of immigrants. We came to the United States when I was 4, and that's when I learned then that sometimes people are afraid of differences. It can sometimes be your accent, it could be your culture, it could be just your foods. And so I learned then to make sure that everyone was included. I was the first and only one in my family to go to college. I worked 2 jobs, took out loans to get a BA and then an MBA. I've been working for over 30 years. I started off in business and international supply chain management for a dozen years. And then I moved into the nonprofit world.
Why? Why move into that world of service?
I had paid off my loans and I wanted to do mission-driven work. I was doing all this volunteer work in Somerville. I sat on the board of an affordable housing developer as a board member and as a former board president. I was tutoring in the schools. I was a big sister or mentor, and I just wanted to do mission-driven work. The opportunity came when I was able to work for Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Development Corporation. They're an affordable housing developer in Boston, so we were building the housing, and we needed to make sure that I worked on the workforce development side, and we needed to make sure that people could stay in their housing.
And I want to pick up on that thread. So we fast forward, you served multiple terms in the city council, including a city council president. Now you're the mayor-elect. Let's talk about housing. It's one of the things that is important in the region. We know it was important in Somerville. You've talked a lot about affordability in this very dense and diverse city of immigrants. You have said that you support lifting the state moratorium on rent control. Is that a high priority for you?
I think that we need to use every tool possible in Somerville to create more affordable housing. That's using financing tools, that's using zoning tools, that's using incentives to developers to build more affordable housing. But, you know, at the end of the day, when it comes to rent control, you know, the state law doesn't allow us that option. So we need to work with our state delegation to try to do something for that. If the state makes that change, then we have to make sure that renters, owners who care about keeping diversity in our community and preventing displacement are at the table to figure out what's the best way to move forward. But we have to use every tool. So when I talk about affordability in Somerville, I also talk about giving someone the whole coin. There are 2 sides of the coin. So there's the cost of living here, and then there is the jobs and the connection to jobs. We need to connect local people to local jobs. There is not one fix for the affordability issue. And I've been working and volunteering on this issue for over 2 decades. And if there was an easy fix, then those fixes would have happened before.
Let's stay on the jobs portion. You've brought it up a couple of times in our discussion, and I'm thinking now about COVID recovery and small businesses and what local workers need, especially those who struggled particularly during these last 2 years. What message do you have for small businesses, local workers, and what's your top priority coming into the mayor's office?
So on COVID recovery, we need to help small businesses. We need to help families to recover from this, and we need to help making sure that our education system, our schools, are able to move forward. And I think they're all interlocked there. On the recovery, it is, I was supportive. What I'd done is I was supportive of the Small Business Relief Program that Somerville put together. I was supportive of funding $5 million to create a gap between what the federal government was doing of relief and what we could do, forgivable loans. And moving forward, I would say it's deferring and forgiving the cost of municipal utilities or licensing or permitting taxes. It's extending and enhancing the relief funds to include, again, flexible and forgivable financing options and additional funds. It's giving help to small businesses to apply for SBA loans. It's encouraging people to shop local.
So I'm going to interrupt you there. Thank you.
Yes.
Are you worried that there has been a blow from this pandemic that is going to drag workers and small businesses back? Or is your sense that with a little bit of investment and a little bit of time, Somerville's economy is going to be strong, and lasting?
First of all, it was the pandemic. It is, where's COVID going to be? Are we going to be out of where we need to be by the spring next year? So if that is in fact the case, if we have that crystal ball that we can't anticipate, we're all going to be a healthy community, then I would say between now or when I get into office, we need to encourage people to shop locally. We need to use our ability to market our community and remind people who are here to shop locally so that can stimulate the economy. And then, it's constantly talking with our small businesses. It's asking them, what are they seeing? Are they seeing some recovery? What kind of technical assistance do they feel they need? And what kinds of support? We're all in this together, and we should be working together to, find the solution.
So speaking of being in it together, we are facing a regional crisis of addiction and homelessness. We've heard a lot of conversation about it in Boston, but it's bigger than that. What is Somerville's role in the region in addressing the opioid crisis? And what's an important policy strategy for you?
We are one of, the major communities in the Boston area. It's necessary for the mayor to be a regional partner to figure out solutions, because opioid addiction, homelessness does not necessarily define borders. So I will look forward to working with, my fellow mayors and the fellow communities to make sure that we can have a regional approach in addition to whatever tools we can use locally to make sure that we're genuinely thinking and caring and, helping our neighbors who are in need.
So before I let you go, you are replacing an outgoing mayor who's been there for almost two decades. Lots of conversations now about Mayor Curtatone's legacy. How do you want the voters and residents of Somerville to judge your work? How do you want them to grade you? What do you want to be held accountable to during your tenure?
Every mayor who serves brings something unique to the job. Their style, their perspective, a set of priorities, or simply the challenges that can be unique for the time. And I think what stands out most about me is my leadership style and promoting engagement of people from, all across the city. I am one who listens. I am one who uses community input data, best practices to act and be bold. I mean, I put Somerville on the map nationally when it comes to all things climate change, from the built environment, LEED Platinum certifiability, to our natural environment with the Native Species Ordinance and a whole slew of other things in between. So they will know that I will be working with them, that I will be listening. I am the mom of two daughters, my youngest, you know, still in the Somerville Public Schools. So I will be hearing from everybody and, yeah, moving ourselves forward.
That was Somerville Mayor-elect Katiana Ballantyne speaking with us a little earlier today.